Hello, I am Dr. Sheldon Cooper, and you are now listening to Dr. Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags. Dang it, that's the wrong script. I knew you gave me the wrong script. Why would you do that? You know I'll read anything off this paper.
I just felt like that segment needed to continue on after he quit. I'm totally the type of person who would have watched that in real life.
I will read anything you put on this paper.
I'm going to test that out next week.
It's like when Ron Burgundy has the teleprompter meltdown in Anchorman.
Man, I've not seen that since high school. That was forever.
He's always like, I'll read anything that's on the teleprompter. Unfortunately, we can't say what he said because this is a family show.
Will Ferrell's one of those people that apparently he's super serious until you put a camera on him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just Will Ferrell.
Kind of like me.
I've never seen you reserved.
This is actually not Fun with Flags. I apologize if you're just scrolling, you stumbled upon this. This is actually the Bullseye Podcast brought to you by AFI Advisors. It's not as good, but you've made it this far, so what's another 20-some minutes, right?
Wonder how long his actual segments were on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good show, though.
It was a good show.
It's a really good show. It's just myself and Brian Brummett. Today we've got a sick one at home, Peter.
Man down.
He has the, evidently he's got the man flu.
Combined with strep or something like that.
It was very dramatic.
You know it's bad though when Peter doesn't show up to work because he's sick. He's the type that will come in and just shut all the doors and be like, guys, germs do not travel through these door frames. I'm fine.
Throw like Lysol bombs in there, just smoke him out. Well, we've had a week and a half here where we've not really reported to the general public, to our fans, our loyal listeners. So we got some things to recap.
So if you missed last week's episode, that's our bad.
Oops, we did too. So in this dead period, this gray period we've had, we had Groundhog's Day.
Yes, we did.
And that is always the most useless, ridiculous day.
I know you just told me. What's the groundhog's name?
Phil.
I know Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney. Okay. Is it Puck or Punk? Punxsutawney.
It doesn't matter. We're throwing a Tennessee accent on it.
Well, Phil's not that sharp. So, we were looking earlier. I had posted something, a little statistical bleep on Groundhog's Day. So this dude predicted 105 continued winters.
So that means he saw his shadow,
correct.
Got scared, and went back in.
And then only 20 early springs. That's very questionable. It almost makes me feel like, is this corrupted?
So that's what's the accuracy on that?
39%.
39%.
Which
so
is
you'd
not
be
good.
Better. So if they just switched what it meant, if he got scared of a shadow and hid and that meant spring was coming, bam, stats are better.
Yeah, I just can't. It makes you think there's some kind of conspiracy going on with the groundhog, right?
Or, burrowing rodents may not be the best indicator of
they
future weather.
They
I don't know.
Not.
It may
that's
be
a, that's
an
another,
issue with the fundamental part of
that's
it.
That's another valid point. I can't argue against that. It's another valid point. But speaking of crazy conspiracies and terrible things, there's evidently been a Chinese balloon floating around our...
I've got to back up on this.
Our skies for the last few days.
Josh comes into the office and tells me that he wants to talk about the Chinese balloon. And I'm just assuming that he was talking about an economic bubble because that's the sort of terms Josh would come into my office and talk about. And so I go on this spiel about, the real estate market in China and, how a bubble could be the case for the Evergrande and Evergrande situation and everything. And Josh was just confused and left my office. So we had to resolve all that this morning.
No, I'm literally talking about a balloon. A balloon that's floating over us. Espionage, Brian.
That's wild. You said Myrtle Beach.
Well, that's where I saw where it got shot down at Myrtle Beach, which I told everyone seems very fitting for a place for it to go down.
So I've been to Myrtle Beach, and if anything interesting happens, everybody comes and like surrounds it. I can imagine.
Yeah, it's just I spent a lot of summers growing up at Myrtle Beach, which is not uncommon for this area.
It's
typically the closest beach, yeah. And it had a lot of kid activity things to do. It's just really went downhill over the past 30 years.
Anywhere that becomes that popular, yeah. That happens to yeah. it.
So I don't know much more than what I just told you about this Chinese balloon.
This is usually where we sit back and let Peter guru on it for a little bit.
Peter talk about this, but I do think that there is a long term play here from the Chinese government that affects Taiwan ultimately with this, because there's been talks about this kind of long term vision of China being able to take over Taiwan,
uh-huh.
And somehow these balloons are tied into it. I think they're like, well, we're trying to scope out and spy on Taiwan, so we might as well send a few more like over to Latin America.
The thing is this is the one that they got caught.
Yeah, well,
there's probably
the one,
plenty before this, and it's probably going on with a bunch of different countries.
Yes.
We're probably all doing it.
Yeah, all those things are correct. Yeah, they had talked about their drones. They had drones that they were using, which seems a lot cooler than a balloon. But, hey, who am I?
You want to try different tactics.
Yeah. But, no, it's been going on for several years from what I understand. And, yes, they're scattered out kind of across the globe, really. I think there was four others. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised it took them days to shoot it down.
Yeah.
That's concerning to me. I'm sorry.
A kid with a slingshot can shoot down a balloon.
Yeah. Well, it's just if you see, I don't know.
I wonder, I bet a lot of it was investigating what it was and what it was doing before
I'm sure.
shooting it down.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's just...
No, the whole thing's wild.
I don't know. But
probably not that uncommon. So
yeah,
it's just uncommon that they got caught.
Super Bowl 57 is coming up.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So today we are recording. It's Friday, February 10th. Is that right?
I think it's the 10th. So it's before the Super Bowl, so I'm pretty sure.
Yes, so the Super Bowl is happening
Kansas
this Sunday.
City Chiefs are playing the Eagles.
Correct.
Yes.
Brian. Yes.
Had to review my notes before coming in here. And apparently the Super Bowl thing is yearly.
It happens
Who
every
knows?
Year.
Yeah.
Every year it happens. Same time, everything. So, yeah, it'll be a fun Super Bowl. I'm excited to watch it. I don't know about predictions, but...
But you got to. What's your prediction? This is after the Super Bowl. People can immediately make fun of you.
That's true. This is what I'll say. Normally, I would pick Kansas City to win. But I don't think that Patrick Mahomes is 100%. And I think that even though he's still good, not at 100%, better than most, I just think it's the Eagles' year. They've just been too consistently dominant.
So what's your score call?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't know. I'm going to do Eagles 28, Kansas City 14.
Okay, I'll do the opposite. Kansas City wins 28-14.
You're such a punk.
It's literally me just guessing. I know, but... Multiples of seven with threes in there is usually pretty safe.
And an occasional two, maybe. And an occasional two. Sometimes, not always. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I think nevertheless, it's going to be a good Super Bowl.
Are you going to go watch it anywhere?
I don't know. That's going to be a day of call for me. I have a super, super comfortable couch, and I have a humongous TV that's bigger than most restaurants have. So it's hard to get me up off the couch.
Plus, that would be two big weekends in a row. We did the... What was the name of that?
Oh, the Chamber Dinner.
Yeah, the Chamber
Dinner.
Annual
dinner, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I didn't realize how many people were in Kingsport.
Yeah.
Much less that would go to an annual dinner. It was really good.
Annual dinner. It was fun. Tons of people. Great band. Good music.
I heard that band was, like, pretty well known. Like, they'd played at the White House multiple times. And
which makes sense. They were good. They were a good group. But I had a good time. It was just a lot.
As somebody who enjoys sitting at home by themselves, 1,700 people shoved into Meadowview was a little overwhelming.
I could totally get that. Totally get that. But let's get to the topic everybody's here for. Well, that was fun with flags. But now they're here.
Fun with Valentine's Day.
Fun with Valentine's Day. Cue the cheesy Valentine's Day music.
Oh, let's see. Next week, Lacey has three exams and works at a bakery during Valentine's Day, so my plan is to generally avoid her and the wrath that comes with her.
You don't even have to see your wife on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my.
Well, I'll admit, I've never been a huge Valentine's Day person. It has nothing to do with me not being, you know, like romantic or
Josh
clever.
Just doesn't believe in true love.
I just don't. I don't know. I've just never really. It's always been just a little too much for me.
It's one of those holidays where you're obligated to buy something that you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
For somebody that may not even like the gift. It's just you're being forced to show somebody that you love them through arbitrary gifts. And
exactly.
And I hate that.
Who wants to do that?
I hate that.
Yeah. It's bizarre to me. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel like Valentine's Day is getting more and more unpopular as the years go on.
Because it's awful.
It's terrible.
And you know the costs that go along with it. The average person this year is going to spend about $192.80. The average person this year.
I can tell you who's not going to. Me.
You're intentionally single this year.
I am. Oh, and of course, I was reading what you put right below that, where it talks about men will spend almost twice as much as women on average.
Yeah, we got the bad end of that deal, didn't we?
I think that's all marketing.
Well, yeah.
Those marketers did that. They pigeonholed men and put us in a corner. You're not supposed to put baby in the corner. Nobody puts baby in the corner, right?
So my favorite part is the amount of money you spend based off of how long you've been with that person.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to.
So if it's sub 1 year, the average is about $186. So a little bit on the lower side. If you've been together 1 to 2 years, that average gets bumped up to just shy of $250. So that kind of makes sense, right? I'm not going to spend a ton on them. If I'm with them for a year or two.
If I just met someone, I'm probably not going to spend $186 on them.
Ladies, he's single.
Okay. Keep reading.
So then from 3 to 5 years, it dives down a little bit to about $240. If you've been together 6 to 9 years, it goes down to about $216. Once you've been together for 10 years, it drops back down to 180-some, which is...
So you don't...
So, like, there's a definite curve there where
you don't have to be an analytical genius to kind of see the pattern here.
But I like that men, and I assume it's men because we're spending twice as much as women.
Right.
I like how it's not just year one and two, we're spending 250 straight back and then straight down to 180 again.
You got to just taper it
you
off.
You taper it off. Yeah. You don't want to shock your significant other with a crappy gift compared to last year. It's just,
yeah, it's so funny. Yeah,
year gradually lower expectations.
I feel like year 10 on where it gets cheap again, folks have it figured out by then. They're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this anymore. I mean, right? Don't you think?
You're like, at that point, your finances are so intertwined, you're literally just using each other's money to buy.
Here, let me take $189 from your account and go buy you something with it.
So let's say you have somebody that's going to buy you a gift. What would you put on that list of least desirable gifts?
You said what is the thing I would want the least?
The least.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I do not want flowers.
You don't like flowers?
I do like flowers. I don't want to receive them as a gift.
Okay.
There's a huge difference, okay? I don't want to receive them as a gift. So flowers or teddy bears.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Cheesy stuffed animals, actually 15% of people put that as their least desirable.
Okay.
The top one is tools and gym membership. I would love tools for Valentine's Day.
Here, baby, here's this ratchet set for Valentine's Day.
It might be least desirable. Like, if Lacey gifted me tools, that's just her subtle way of saying you need to get working on this house.
I have never in my life heard of anyone receiving tools for Valentine's Day, ever.
I guess my least desirable gift would just be any gift. That's not something I enjoy.
What's after tools?
Tools, gym membership, and then sporting equipment, kitchen appliances, stuffed animals, and mixtapes. And the mixtape one really caught me off guard because I think those are the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm all about a mixtape.
If someone took the time and put songs together that they thought reminded them of me, I think that's super sweet.
I do that all the time. So I have a Spotify playlist where I'll keep little subfolders in it. And I'll have different mixes for like different occasions and things like that. So I'm all about a mixtape. Now, granted, it's a whole lot easier now than it was, 15, 20 years ago when you were having to burn them to a disc or even trying to record them on a cassette.
Oh, you just save them on Spotify.
Yeah, it's just like save. See, send to this folder, send to this folder.
So you're actually putting time into your Valentine's Day gifts. Yeah. That's why you're not spending $182.
Correct. Yes, I'm giving you something more special.
Yeah.
From the heart. Something money can't buy.
If you had money.
If I had money. There's a big assumption.
With that in mind, 3 in 10 Americans anticipate having credit card debt due to Valentine's Day spending.
That's so stupid. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And 43% of those plan on hiding it from their significant other.
Even better.
Happy Valentine's Day. With that being said, we have about $100 less we can spend for the next few months.
But don't ask any questions about it. You can trust me.
I'm just going to get really quiet when you say you're going to buy something.
Keep reading more of these. This is fun.
Yeah. 46 million Americans will get unwanted Valentine's Day gifts from that list. And that is the equivalent of $8.9 billion spent on these unwanted gifts. I would imagine.
How do we get this out to people? We need to get this. If you're listening, if you've made it this far, we have to come together as a group and spread the word that there could be $9 billion?
Yeah.
$8.9 billion spent on unwanted gifts.
And I think that a big chunk of that is chocolate. Because 34% of women and 20% of men said that they received chocolates for Valentine's Day and did not want them.
If you don't want chocolate, something's wrong with you. I don't trust you.
Yeah. So there's a chunk of people who just don't want it. And I get it. I like chocolate, but if you got me one of those heart-shaped chocolate things, there's only like two in there that taste good. It's like Russian roulette with chocolate. I'm like, please don't give me coconut. Please don't. Oh, it's coconut.
Oh, I got toothpaste. Dang it, I always get toothpaste.
Oh, they slipped an old one from a few years ago in here. You know, like, you look for the peanut butter ones. There's a lot of just little bites taken out of the ones you don't want.
Well, there's peanut butter, and there's usually kind of, a caramel one.
Yeah, and those are good.
And just some other stuff.
Yeah, there's,
Oh, coconut's the worst. If I bit into a coconut one and you were standing right there, I'd smack you in the face.
Now, if you want to be passive aggressive with your Valentine, take out that sheet that tells you where each of the chocolates are in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got that label on there. It's the cherries in this slot. Take that out of there.
Take out the
Let them
sheet.
Figure it out.
I feel like that's the way it's intended to be.
Wonder if they just make one that has the good ones that everybody looks for.
Or that.
All right, your turn, Josh. Where are the best places to spend Valentine's Day?
In my opinion or in these researchers' opinion?
So not Myrtle Beach.
Not Myrtle Beach. Don't go to Myrtle Beach for Valentine's Day. Actually, according to Wallet Hub, who analyzed the 100 largest U.S. cities based on 26 key metrics, these metrics range from restaurant costs to the number of florists, jewelers, and candy shops per capita. There is something strikingly similar about all these, but I won't say that yet.
Okay.
Number one city for Valentine's Day, San Francisco. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have either.
Number two, Seattle. I guess you can curl up and get good and depressed up there. In the
restaurant costs weren't a huge metric, I would imagine.
Yeah. Third, San Diego.
San Diego.
Fourth is Las Vegas. I feel like Las Vegas is on every metric chart.
They probably pay to get their name on all these lists.
Where's the best place to spend Valentine's Day? Las Vegas. Where's the best place to get married? Las Vegas. Where's the best place to get divorced? Las Vegas.
Everything. and you have the Elvis option, so it works.
The fifth is Portland. Portland, Oregon. Good for you, Portland. Way to make the
Something
map.
You don't see on every
Something you don't see on every list. Portland's a really cool city.
So should we just cancel Valentine's Day on the
East Coast
side?
So, that's the crazy part. All of those are on the West Coast, or at least the Western part of civilization for us.
Simple fix. Valentine's Day is exclusively celebrated on the Western side of the U.S. Bam.
We can't start discrimination. We work too long to get out of discrimination. We don't want to start segregating.
There's all kinds of geographic places that have their own holidays.
Oh, goodness. Is there another one of these? I don't know where I've flipped through these pages, and I've been more interested in just listening to you talk about it than actually reading it.
It's kind of the same. So this one's interesting. Valentine's Day greeting cards. Hallmark in 2023 has made 506 different types of Valentine's Day cards this year. So you have a selection. I'm always a little overwhelmed when I go into Hallmark. I know it's not a big shop, but they shove as many Christmas ornaments and Valentine's Day cards and
they do
in there as possible. It's wild.
They have to. That's their hustle. They got to.
And I wonder where they put the things that don't sell. Like, do they just save them for next year? Like, they expire.
They put them on Wish.com. Just liquidate them.
We always celebrated Valentine's Day a few days afterward. You know, Lacey's a little less stressed with work and everything. But in addition to that, the restaurants aren't busy. The chocolates are on sale. It's so much easier to just go out a weekend or two afterward. You actually get treated better and everything. It's just not the day that we've decided is Valentine's Day as a society.
Well, this was fun. Thank you for finding all of this stuff. This is always neat to, and I kind of like it too, not that you're the one finding it, but I like it because when we do it like this, it's kind of a surprise for me too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like I'm hearing it in real time. But I hope everyone does have a good Valentine's Day. I know that we were a little We were a little rough on it, but I hope everyone has a good Valentine's Day. Don't go into debt.
Yeah, and you know, people enjoy, time is so important.
Mm.
You can spend money and get people gifts and everything, and there's a decent chance that they won't even want it.
You
spend time.
You don't have to spend $186
on someone you met a month ago.
Go in debt, lie about it,
yeah,
and then ruin your life over Valentine's Day. Just
spend time together.
Make a mixtape.
Even though it's on the list for least desirable gifts, you're just doing it wrong if that's the
case.
Well,
I always want a mixtape. So if anybody's listening that wants to make me a mixtape, as long as it's not super creepy or sinister in any way, make me a mixtape. I love it. I guess it wouldn't be a mixtape. It'd be playlists.
Yeah, that's a playlist.
Let me share this playlist.
That might be why it's the least desirable gift, is no one has a cassette player anymore. They're like, stop giving me these cassettes.
Well, we thank everyone for listening. Brian, thanks for hanging out with me. I know you've got to run because you actually have a job to do.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, everyone, go look us up, AFIAdvisors.com. Check us out on all of our social media sites. And send in some comments, questions. We want to hear your feedback from the show. Send those to connect@AFIAdvisors.com. We thank everyone for listening to Dr. Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags. We will try to do better next time. Thank you.
Maybe even talk about a flag.